The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this or not.
Usually if you have to ask if you should talk about it, then you shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, but I wasn't told no, and you know, I'm a man of the people. I like to put the information out there.
I'm sorry, you said you're what?
Man of the people. You know, I'm not some rich dude out there or whatever. I like to give people as much information as I can, you know.
You're your average Joe.
I am. Blue collar. So I think I'm going to talk about this.
All right, but
it's about the 4th of July special. I'm not sure we're allowed to like give any detail.
I mean, you're not supposed to really give. I think you can give.
Okay, so you're with me. Cal just said I can give
You can like give a little synopsis, but don't go into detail.
Okay, good. You guys, you got it on record. Cal said I could give a little synopsis,
just,
so I can give some
little,
of the information.
Just like give like 2% of what it is.
Okay, I'll just throw it out there and you stop me.
All right.
If it gets rough.
Okay.
So we produce. Okay, see, it's probably a good move. Right. We produce at times holiday specials and special programming for others as well, which maybe you've heard it away from the Blaze Radio Network, like 4th of July or Memorial Day. We've done specials throughout the last couple of years. And it airs on terrestrial stations and so on and so on. This 4th of July, we will once again produce a special that'll air on terrestrial stations as well as the Blaze Radio Network. And we often try to, as opposed to just, hey, it's 4th of July, celebrate the 4th of July, give you a little more substance with it. You know, have some theme or blanket idea behind it. And we were working on some ideas this year. And one of the ideas that we floated, which we're going to end up using, has to do with the fact that it's constant chaos now, and has been forever, that we are in constant chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, since even before Obama, it's like daily chaos. Every second you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was wondering that same thing.
Wait, women have penises? What? You know, I mean, this stuff that is so unbelievable that
That's not new.
That you find yourself arguing, you're driving down the road going, I can't believe somebody is making this argument. This is ridiculous. We know this is. There's how many genders? 108. How many, Chris?
181.
182. Yeah. 182. That we're making this argument. You're like, come on. I'm being punked here. So it's constant chaos. And
or constantly having to go, I'm sorry, can you say that again? I'm sorry, what? Explain that again?
Right. You're like, wait, what? It's like having a conversation with your wife where they try to argue some point and you're like, okay, this makes no sense. It's constant chaos. And it's funny. So, by the way, that will be coming at the Blaze Radio Network as well as terrestrial stations. Our 4th of July special that's based on what's going on now, this constant chaos, the solutions if we were to go back to America's founding. I mean, it's 4th of July. How if we simply were to focus on the same things that people discussed back then that we would get beyond all of this nuttiness? Look at the chaos that is constantly around. Over the weekend, there was yet another Antifa protest in Portland, Oregon.
Dressed in black?
Huh?
Dressed in black?
Yeah.
And masks?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just local, average, everyday people that are all dressed just alike.
With bricks?
With bricks, the same thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, look exactly like, same build, same feature, same type of mask, all dressed in black. It's different people. There's tens of thousands of them. Yeah, it's all legit. So the protest there, and you watched some of it over the weekend, right?
Yes, I did. It was really interesting. I think it was like a 14 arrests. There was literally bags, those big old duffel bags full of bricks. Remember you were talking about when you went to the D.C.
And they were
like
breaking the bricks.
And they're breaking the bricks.
They
were doing that.
And you know that's training.
Yes.
When you do that, that's training.
Yes.
Nobody's doing this on the street, and they're like, hey, you know what would be cool, Pete? Let's attack the cops. What? I think I see some bricks over there. Let's pull those up
throw them, right?
Let's break them, though.
Why?
Because they can go farther.
Whoa.
And they're not as heavy, and we can
that
whatever.
That is some high-level thinking there.
Right. They know it's training. You can see they drag the garbage cans out, like, right off. It was like a checklist, right? So I'm sure this was just a spontaneous. But the irony of the Antifa protesters is you're anti-fascist?
Yes.
And you're acting in fascist ways?
No, no. Because they're standing for something that...
So if these knuckleheads had their way, these pull out one of the Antifa protesters and said, okay, we're with you. Just wave your wand and make America like you would want it. You mean to tell me it would be free? Everybody would be like, this is great. There's so much freedom. This
paradise.
Would be awesome. Right. Hell no. They're jackbooted thugs. There'd be gun control. There'd be all kinds of stuff. You're not going to be free.
They want to be protected, too.
They're actually pretty damn fascist in their anti-fascist movement.
I find that funny.
These people are driving the chaos. What's funny about the anti...
About the anti-fascists being fascists.
They really are. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
They are... And this is what was so confusing when the movement popped up. And I'm like, Antifa? What? What the hell you're... Antifa?
Antifa,
oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's anti-fascist, but these are the fascists out there. What are you?
I thought you just anti-fat people.
They
forgot the T.
I was like, what's this Queen Latifah movement? The Quintifa? What? Oh, no. Antifa.
Who's his new
rapper? I don't
understand.
She's an actress now. Is that protesting? What's going on? So we have some audio from an Antifa protester that I'd like to share from Portland, Oregon over the weekend. We did beep her, right?
We beeped her. I hope I got them all.
Hope we got them all. Here we go.
Hold on one second.
So here she is. Stop it right there. Here she is. She's coming up to the police officers.
Yes.
She's there's a whole line of cops. They're dressed in full garb or whatever.
Riot gear.
She's standing up there and she starts yelling at him. And she's of course dressed in black too, hood, the whole thing, and starts yelling at the cops. Pick it up right there.
What's your message?
Well, it's a big long message.
Wait a minute.
What?
Did you catch? She's a single.
Normally, I wear all black, but I'm a single mom.
No, today she's wearing all black.
Today she's wearing all black.
But normally, she doesn't wear all black.
No.
Because moms and preschool teachers.
They don't wear black.
That's right. You can't wear black.
No.
Everybody knows if you're a single mom slash preschool teacher.
You wear colors, right?
Colors. In fact, I don't know if you wear black at all. I think it's forbidden.
Yeah.
Today, she's donning the black.
Yes, she is.
That's what she's doing. And she started off by saying, I pay your salary.
I pay my taxes. I hate that quote.
Here's the thing. You're a single mom and a preschool teacher. You're not paying anybody's salary. You're not paying
your
taxes.
We're probably paying your taxes. I mean,
you're
we're
in Portland, Oregon. You're not paying any damn taxes. What the hell are you talking about? You mean to tell me she's out there in a noble fashion paying taxes like everybody else? Yeah, that's what she's giving more than she takes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Today, I'm wearing all black. But normally, I'm a single mom preschool teacher. And I don't need to feel scared. I don't need this. I pay your paycheck. So it's important for you guys to have that.
Wait a minute. Wait. She doesn't need to feel scared.
What is she scared of?
The cops.
The cops.
The stormtroopers there, Cal, with the riot gear.
Don't you feel scared when you see them?
you know, intimidating her in any
way? No, I'll leave it up to you. They were just kind of standing, I mean, at ease.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just like, okay.
And they're only there because she's there. Her people are there.
Right, exactly.
They're there to just keep the peace, really. I mean, they're
there to cause chaos.
Because they have, like, kind of a wall. There's, you know, they're not shoulder to shoulder, but they're, like, spaced out every couple feet. And they're all standing kind of at ease, just like, okay, we're here. So what's your point, Cal? Does that seem like a bit of a fail? She doesn't need to feel scared?
If you didn't, I mean, if your tactics weren't kind of intimidating or...
So if you weren't being a douche, the cops wouldn't be out there.
Exactly.
I mean, not that you don't have a right to speak your mind and protest,
there's a way to protest without causing some sort of, you know... Mm-hmm. Tension, and there's a way to protest where you're being a douche.
Right. Do you have that level of police enforcement or law enforcement at every single protest?
No. If they were, you know, out.
There's quite a few protests where there's no cops.
Yeah.
People are out there in front of buildings with picket signs and stuff, and no cops have to show up or whatever. So you don't need to feel threatened. So if you and your ilk weren't out there.
If you're holding bags of bricks,
and throwing them at cops.
Elicit a different reaction.
And then number two, if other people were doing that and you don't need to feel threatened, maybe you could just leave. You don't have to be. This is like, listen, I don't need to be eating this ice cream at 31 flavors right now. I don't need this.
I don't need this to double fudge chocolate chip.
Okay, then maybe you don't
eat the ice cream. I am a school teacher normally, and I don't always eat this. But
wait, what's the need to explain that you're a teacher? What is that relevant?
Yeah, because they're educator, they're professor.
Exactly. They love themselves.
Yep.
They just love themselves.
Because I don't hear you protest. I'm a radio host.
Listen to me. I pay your salaries. I'm a radio host, so I have some sort of significance.
It's like the other one. Why do they always do it?
But I'm a funeral director.
Remember the other one that was screaming? She's like, I'm a professor.
Right.
Yeah, same thing.
The lobster porn star.
Right, exactly.
Maybe that's part of their like protesting is they first state your occupation when you are yelling at the police.
Mic check. Occupation.
I am a professor. I am a school teacher.
I make waffles. I'm a waffle maker. I work at the Waffle House every morning.
I'm a shoe cobbler.
I am a waffle maker. I work 6 days a week, sometimes on Sunday. I mean, how come they don't give the rest of you? Do you gotta give your schedule? I am a waffle maker with 14 years waffle making experience.
Work Monday to Friday, 6 to 2.
I am a line cook. I work in a factory.
A kindergarten teacher. Because my degree in 13th century poetry didn't get me a job.
A little bit more from her.
Ponytail's a higher standard. Go home. I teach black kids and white kids at Elvira to start. And you know, why do I have to teach my black kids not to play with guns? But the white kids can come in and you can come into my classroom.
Why
do I teach my black kids not to play with guns so the white kids can what?
No.
Did she step in it there, Chris?
No. She goes, I could teach my black kids.
I have to teach my black kids
not to use guns.
Right.
But white kids are allowed to play with guns. That's what she said. She's teaching that. Isn't that her mistake for teaching that?
Right. That's what I said. There's a fail on
her
part.
There's a complete fail.
Was she just being racist there?
I guess she was.
Listen, black kids are inherently stupid and want to shoot people with guns. White kids won't do that. That's really what she's saying there.
That's what she said, yes.
Okay, a little more.
Go home. I teach black kids and white kids at Albino to start.
Did she say albino kids?
Black kids not to play with guns, but the white kids can come in, and you can come into my classroom and officer friendly. But you come into my classroom, and the black kids are scared as shit. Why? Why is that? That's not cool. That's not okay. And I have to sit there and deal with that every day.
Oh, she has to deal with it. Whoa, hold on. She didn't say. Wow, those black kids, that must be horrible if they're that scared of police. That's horrible. You don't understand how miserable life is. No, it's, I have to deal with that.
Yes.
I don't want to have to do any work or have any bad days at work. It's all your fault.
Yes.
Not the parents' fault, by the way, or my fault for continuing this narrative. I have to deal with this.
It's the guy that is way, you know, on the other side of the beat.
Yes.
It's his fault.
It's the guy who is doing crossing guard and all that stuff.
And all he did was protect and serve, and his fault because he's protecting and serving.
It's constant chaos. This is the norm. This is the standard. This is just our world. And it's been that way so long, I think we're kind of just accepting it. It didn't used to be this way. It wasn't always this level of...
The scary thing is I can't remember when it wasn't this way.
You have to go back well into the George W. Bush administration where it was not like this all the time. And I kept thinking, oh, I'm just getting older and now I'm, you know, seeing it differently. No, it's just this constant chaos. Anyways, we'll have our chaos special for the 4th of July coming up on the Blaze Radio Network and terrestrial stations 4th of July weekend. Did I give too much out about it? Cat out of the bag. It's out there now.
The couple paws are out of the bag.
I am a radio host. It's out there now. I shouldn't have to feel bad for saying it, Cal. This is the Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Thompson Show at Cal 79 and at Real Chris Cruz on Twitter if you want to join the program. Gal Gadot, I like her more and more. Do we have the Gal Gadot audio?
It has nothing to do with the way she looks, right? You don't.
No, I'd already liked her because of that. They said, hey, like a year and a half ago, hey, this Gal Gadot's going to be Wonder Woman. I said, I don't know who that is. And they showed a picture and I was like, I like her.
And I was reading up on her. She's a pretty, not only is she saucy, she's quite accomplished.
Right. So then I see her in the Israeli army. And I was like, okay, I like her. She's doing real good. But then they asked her about some of these controversies about she shaves her armpits and the.
Or she doesn't represent all women.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She has small boobs was one of it. Yeah. These are all the feminists that are attacking her over all this nonsense, right? And so they interviewed her along with who's the male lead? What's the place? What's his last name?
Chris Pine.
So they're sitting there and. She starts off talking about the boob things and then moves on to the armpit hair thing. Here we go.
The boob is not enough.
Great song.
Breasts are too small.
I just think
they're just the right size, you know?
It's an incredible single.
Yeah.
It's off her EP. It's limited.
And I have a tiny mic. Right now,
But the question was about that. I started that, actually.
You started?
Yeah, I just say a woman with bare pits.
Too much time in your hands, man.
It's the essay that I wrote for The Atlantic. It's a woman with bare pits. What kind of woman is that? Question mark. You know?
So I didn't even know. So what do they, what now they have? Well, I
not
think.
Not hairy women, that's for sure.
I think.
Thanks for them.
Women have been objectified throughout the entire history. I didn't even know about the armpits, the hairy armpits.
I'll send you a hard copy of it.
Okay, well, how come you didn't share it with me once you
posted
it?
I'm still working through
this. So he's goofing around with her and they're having fun with this or whatever, but he's bagging on it to the people who wrote about it. And then she's like, I didn't even know about this. What do you
know?
Right, so they're just completely mocking any question over the armpit hair.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's not even like, well...
And the argument is that she doesn't have armpit hair.
She doesn't have armpit hair.
And they're upset about that?
Right,
because... A real woman will have armpit hair.
Right, the only reason women shave their armpits is because men have put this on them. And by the way, an island full of Amazon women wouldn't shave their armpits. It would be natural. Because feminists have made this argument because they're lazy. That's really what it is. You mean to tell the lesbians out there don't also like, for the most part, the smooth armpits? Who wouldn't want that? I wouldn't blame women if women are like, dudes, I don't like armpit hair on you either. I'm like, cool. No one wants excess hair. What is that?
I'm curious what lesbians think. I don't know the mind of a lesbian, but if a lesbian is attracted to other women, I would think likes women because they're feminine.
You don't think they'd rather? I would
because there's always like a little bit of a tougher, kind of more masculine woman, and then there's the feminine woman in the relationship. Kind of, I would think like any homosexual relationship,
there's the masculine and the feminine, even though they're of the same sex, right?
I would think.
You know, they,
wow,
I would think if there was a way to interview all lesbians and know what they thought and by percentage, I would be willing to bet that over 50% of them want smooth, you know, hairless armpits.
What about the other one that is looking for more masculine one? They probably want.
They're just lazy.
No, I'm not talking about honest
because they don't want to shave.
I'm talking about the women that are into masculine women.
No, they also want smooth too. Lie to you. Yes, who wants hair? Do you think armpit hair looks good? I mean, even on dudes.
Which kind of is
our standard for us?
Which is one of the reasons I shave my armpits.
Because you want to be feminine?
No, because it's disgusting.
Okay, I didn't know that. It's a whole discussion we have to get into on this. This is all.
I'm going
to
say one time.
And by the way, thank God that it's standard that men don't shave their armpits because it is so much easier.
That
because I'm lazy.
But once when I had surgery on my shoulder, they shaved my armpits for the surgery, which I'm not really sure.
They shaved both of them?
No, just the one there, the shoulder there.
So you're lopsided?
The shoulder they were operating on, they shaved the armpit. And I got to say, afterwards, it was kind of nice.
It was really, that's what I do.
Smooth.
Smooth and like.
Not just smooth, is you don't stink as much.
Oh, it's right because the hair traps.
I didn't notice that I don't stink, but I just noticed it was, yeah.
So then she went on to rip on him a little bit more and just call him out.
Not only that, by the way, during the movie, she was pregnant.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yep.
Okay, back to this, you shaving your armpits. Why do you shave your armpits?
It's complicated.
Everything with you is complicated.
Wait, it's what? Okay, this is...
We need more information.
All right.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Chris Cruz had some trouble pronouncing some
Yesterday?
Some
you mean like every day?
Okay, every day Chris has some trouble. And it's, you know, English is his second language, and I think he does a fine job. But a lot of people had questioned that. And, you know, Cal's so insensitive to recognize it's his second language and just mocks him incessantly.
What?
It's,
I don't mock? What are you talking about?
I didn't know he was mocking me.
He is a lot. He laughs at you and whatever.
That is so insensitive of you. And I love you like a brother.
I know. And you know, so Cal came up with this.
What is Cal? And I didn't come up with any of this.
Cal came up with this to quiz Chris on whether or not he can pronounce words.
There's a quiz today.
Kind of. He claims he wants to teach you.
Okay.
To pronounce words better, but I think he's mocking you.
I am not mocking.
Because he just put the hashtag out. Can Chris say it?
It's more.
Wow. And he tweeted out from you.
I know, he did. He tweeted out for my account, obviously, when I ran to the other room. Chris say it? Hashtag can Chris say it? If you have any suggestions, you know, asking because you want to help too, wink, wink, like Cal is suggesting.
What's with the wink, wink?
I'm just saying because that's how Cal's kind of presenting it. Yeah, it's not me, but whatever. So what we did is we have a pile of little pieces of paper here with different words on them.
Is this why we're on Facebook Live right now also?
Are we on Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
That's like embarrassing now. Okay.
So,
do I just pick a?
This is because pick one and see if you can pronounce. Okay. Now, I
do this because I love you.
Cal came up with a list of words. I'm just cutting them out, separate them so Chris can't see the list.
So you help him.
I'm just doing it to make for the show to make sure.
No, let's
smoother.
Just be clear. I was like, should I just spell? No, Doc's like, we're gonna print these out and we're gonna cut each one separately, and he's gonna pick one of them. And has a whole game show.
So I just open this.
Yes. Okay. Open it up. See if you
can. And I just read it?
Should we spell it out first?
Pronounce the word. No, just read the word.
Okay. Paradigm. Yeah.
You're going to have to let me see that one.
Paradigm.
Paradigm?
No. No, that is not paradigm.
Read what the definition is underneath it so then we'll know what it is.
The word paradigm means a widely accepted belief, theory, of way of doing things. Yeah, paradigm.
Yeah,
that's paradigm.
Paradigm.
The G is silent.
Dime. That's D-I-G-M. There's no D-I. Okay.
The G is silent.
You want to try another one there as I'm cutting out?
Epitome.
No! You're going to have to read the definition.
If something is the epitome of some quality, it means the perfect example.
Epitome.
I just
That's how you spell that?
That is how that's how that's yeah.
Okay.
Epitome. Are you messing with us right now or are you actually
No. I know this one. Specificity.
Say again?
Right? Specificity?
Read the definition.
The quality of belonging or relating uniquely to a particular person. Specificity.
Specificity.
Yeah.
That's specificity.
That's what it says.
Say it one more time.
Specificity.
Specificity.
No, you guys are messing with me. All right, the next one.
Hashtag can Chris say it. Chris with a K. K-R-I-S.
Caveat.
Caveat. Read the definition now.
A caveat is an example, alert, or warning that gives you an order to clarify.
We got one.
Caveat? I think he's got it. Winner, you got one.
Yeah, I brought toys.
Maybe you should read the definition first.
Oh, okay. I'll read the definition first. Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, this is the same one.
Way to go.
You're the one who cut him up.
A gauge is a device used to measure something, right? Gauge?
Gauge, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good. That's two. Yeah.
The word means although, but similar to but. Albeit?
Spell it.
A-L-B-E-I-T?
Womp, womp. Albeit.
No! Albeit? Okay. That is interesting.
I'll bait the hook. it's a fishing term, Cal.
It's a form of aggression, and it doesn't rhyme with a bowl. Okay. Hyperbole? Yeah, hyperbole.
No!
Hyperbole.
It's a hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Womp, womp, womp.
Okay, this is...
Hyperbole.
Hierarchy. I know that one.
Okay, good. Hierarchy. Hey. Chris it's can actually, say that one.
It's hierarchy.
Hierarchy. You missed it.
Rule. I know that one too.
Wait, that's a pretty good one. He got that?
Rule.
Rural.
Yeah, he got it.
Not rule.
No, he got that rural. One pretty good. He got the R in there. Rule's hard for a lot of people.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is one of those I can't say. Posthumous? Yeah, posthumous. Oh, no. Posthumous. Posthumous. The quality of belonging or relating uniquely to a particular
You subject. Got it closer the second time, but it's posthumous.
Okay. The H is throwing me off. I thought it was like humor, like post-humor.
Yeah, no, you were close on that okay. one, but
we're
sorry.
We're getting there.
Oh, I know this one. Indictment.
Yeah, oh, good deal. Good deal.
Oh, we covered that on the news. Comey,
Chris
right?
Cruz can say indictment.
Debris. I could say that. Now you just may be
Wait, which
douche.
One? What is it?
Debris.
It's not debris, no. It's debris.
Yeah, debris.
No, that's
no, it's
a
not a,
fail.
Not a breeze.
That's a womp, womp. No, you just take that one back. And sorry.
What? Debris. It's debris.
Yeah, you know, when you're sitting outside and debris blows over you and makes you cool. Debris.
Yeah, this word has retained its root from French pronunciation.
So if there's four pieces of...
Oh, the S is not pronounced.
Yes, yeah. If there's four pieces of garbage out there, it's not debris. It's all debris.
Okay. I should read the definition in that one.
And by the way, we had the lady on from the state where Chicago's located. Chicago.
Illinois?
No.
No, it's Illinois.
Illinois.
No
S?
There's an S in there. You pronounce it Illinois.
All that debris that's in the Illinois.
If something is subtle, is it so small or slightly that it's bearable, noticeable?
Barely
Siege.
Noticeable.
Siege. Right?
No. S-E-G-U-E.
Seg?
Yes.
Seg?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what is it? S-E-G-U-E. Seg.
Seg?
Segway?
Well, if you use it as a seg or a segway.
Wait, he got it
Isn't
wrong,
Isn't that segway?
Too?
Isn't that how you say segway?
S-E-G-U-E. No, I think you can use it both as seg or... I think segway is pronounced this one differently.
I don't think Cal can say it either.
No.
Can Kyle say it?
I don't think
Seg so. And segue. You can use them both ways.
Oh, it's a,
I don't think
it's
so.
It's a bisexual word?
I'm going to actually get the pronunciation
Go ahead. Look,
from
look this one up. Seg. S-E-G-U-E. Seg.
I thought we already did
That's
this one.
Segue.
I think segue is pronounced differently.
Hang on. Right here. Where's the little thing where you could click on the pronunciation? Hang on. They've got audio. Of course, it's giving me the stupid little vehicle. Here we go. Dictionary. Ready? Here we go.
Segway. S-E-G-U-E. Segway. I heard her.
Listen.
Segway
or Segway.
Okay.
Segway.
I will admit I was wrong on that one.
Wow.
Cal can't say it. Can Cal say it?
Where is this one? DeBreeze.
We already did that. Where's okay, it? Oh, they just got back in a little again? Popper. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And it's not DeBreeze. It's debris.
Second time around, he's okay.
Niche, meaning a shallow recess or simply a nice place or position. Niche.
Niche. Yes, that one's correct.
Okay, you got so niche. There you go.
Niche or niche, if you want to be.
Yosemite there. Park.
You got Yosemite? I didn't think it was going to get Yosemite.
Why?
I thought you might have said Yosemite, but yeah. Yosemite. Oh, no.
Wow. So
we should have kept a tally. We didn't
That's
keep a tally.
Good. Tally. You had about, you were
yeah, four.
I think four. I think there was 20? Like 20 words.
Yeah, we'll go through and I'll count them up. You got a few of them right there.
Ego, libertarian. I know that word. Canopies.
Canopies?
Yeah, canopies. But she has a tick on the E, though.
Like canopy?
Oh.
Like you got a canopy bed? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay. That's interesting there.
Yeah.
All right. Any others? How about
here's one, Zach Bonesdale, G-E-N-R-E.
G-E-N-genre?
Genre, yes.
Yeah. Asterisk. I could say asterisk and multimillionaire. I could say that. What do you guys... I don't know this one. Listener, Lord Listener number 9. Ishmus?
You're going to have to...
Spell it.
I-S-T-H-M-U-S.
I-S-T-H-M-U-S.
Yeah.
Ishmus? Even, I don't know.
Oh, Zach tweeted out. He's put onomatopoeia. I know that one. And anti-disablementarianism. Yep, I know
that one. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah. Yeah. Stephen English. I could get this wrong. Rumpelstiltskin? Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, see, I got it. I got it.
That was just fun.
DM and DM. No.
Here's one from Lori again. Lori D, listener number 9. Chlamydia. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that
Chlamydia?
One.
Chlamydia. That's a really. Fake Chris Cruz tweeted
Chlamydia.
Out. Chlamydia.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Fake Chris Cruz tweeted
He's got
out.
That one. That's what I said. I mean,
discombobulation.
Discombobulation.
I know that one.
Here's a good one. Worship leader Caleb. P H O T O. S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-S.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No? It's something plants do?
Oh, metamorphosis?
I didn't even say M. Where'd you get metamorphosis from? And that's metamorphosis. P-H-O-T-O.
Photosynthesis.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, did you get gauge and epitome?
Gauge. Yes, I got gauge.
I don't think you got epitome.
I didn't get epitome, no.
Okay.
Were you counting?
Where should we should have
them up right now.
Oh, okay.
10 no's.
This is
and
like
four yes. So you got out of 14, you knew 4.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Excuse me. 5. Excuse me. Out of 14, you knew 5. Ugh,
that is not good.
T H E R A P I S T.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
T H. Actually, it's 15. Sorry, 5 out of 15.
Yeah, no, that.
T H E R A P I S T.
Theo. Theopinus.
T H E R A P I S T.
Can you write it down?
Just show him at this point. Just show him on the computer.
Right here. Actually, it's...
Anyways. JR15. Can I say...
This one.
Oh, therapist.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
actually, excuse me. That's the rapist.
The rapist.
That's right. That's right.
JR15 tweeting out. He says, can Chris say it? It's Chris Cruz say it, but okay. Can Chris say it? Dios... Ribonucleic acid?
I don't even know that one. Deoxyribonucleic acid,
yeah,
I think.
It's DNA. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
That's why it's DNA, because nobody can say that, JR15.
Can you just say ribonucleic acid?
Ribonucleic classic?
Okay, so the grand total, we did 15. You got 5 out of 15 for 33%.
So that's a fail?
That'd be a big fail, yeah. Cal got 14 out of 15. He's a 93. He's still fast.
Come on, that's an honest mistake. Okay. Segway.
We'll just move on.
I like this
one. By the way, he put the list together. So this is like a teacher giving a test, and they only score a 93 on it. So it's pretty rough. Quick break, back with more on The Morning Blaze.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On The Blaze Radio Network!
Brickhouse Nutrition has a product called Dawn to Dusk that it's been helping a lot of people throughout the day. If you hit that wall or you're at work, it's an extended release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours. It increases your energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain.
Yeah, I got a second kid coming, and I have no idea how I'm going to keep up with the second one. I've got I'm half dead when I get home, and my 2-year-old is jumping off the walls. I'm going to have a 2-year-old and a newborn. The only way I'm going to get through my day is if I stick to my Dawn to Dusk. It's got an extended release energy supplement, which lasts up to 10 hours. It increases my energy, improves mood, and it stimulates the brain so you're not foggy all day, especially since, like me, you've been up at 3:30 in the morning. Only way I'm going to make through my day.
I think you also ought to get the wife on it.
I don't know. My wife is like super anal about what she puts in her body, even if it's the best thing in the world.
Perhaps we just move on.
Why? Chris,
how do you feel about the Dawn to Dusk as well?
We're just going to move on.
I usually take around 6 in the morning so I could get that.
You get 10 hours, so you're until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because usually my dead hour is between 11 and 2.
Yeah, that's when I hit the wall. It's probably a little bit later. Mine's like noon to 1 is when I start getting tired.
And the best thing about this is I don't feel like shaky, the jitters or nothing. This is legit, like, it works.
If you want to try Dawn to Dusk, you can do so with 15% off. All you have to do is log on to BrickhouseDoc.com. Use the promo code DOC. That's BrickhouseDoc.com plus the promo code DOC, and you'll get that 15% off. Dawn to Dusk. Try it today.
I did get the wife to eat meat last night, though. The vegetarian wife.
Son of a gun. You're just not.
Stop!
What are you doing? Stop! What are you doing to us? Did you hear me say that?
Oh my God.
Why you got to be like gold? You know,
no, I'm not saying that. No. We don't have to go what it is. We're not going into detail.
She had some chicken.
Okay, then why didn't you say chicken?
Chicken's a meat, isn't it?
Yeah, but the way you
not
say it
after,
it's not like...
after. Okay, we just move on. Let's just. So people are still sending words to pronouns.
Yes, TMB listener number 2. Can Chris Cruz say it? Dihydrogen monoxide.
That's
right. What was it? Give me again.
Dihydrogen monoxide.
That's pretty good. You got it. I think you got it. You know, you could have also just pronounced it another way.
How?
And say just water.
Oh, that's what that is?
That is.
How about H2O?
H2O. That's dihydrogen.
Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen.
So it's dihydrogen monoxide. Can you pronounce this one?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
I find it funny that people are throwing like
amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Sclerosis.
You could also just say ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
Or say ice bucket challenge.
It's just.
Why don't you guys just give me just
so,
that?
Just that word.
How about sclerosis?
What is it?
Sclerosis.
What is it?
Sclerosis.
Sclerosis. What about the curvature of the spine? You get it.
Scoliosis.
Okay, you know that one.
Yeah.
Can you say this one?
Where?
What is that?
Diphtheria?
No, diphtheria.
What is diphtheria?
It's a disease.
People are throwing diseases
Why
at them.
Why are you throwing diseases at me?
Because they're really difficult to say.
I know this one. Paradicolobenzene.
What?
I don't even know what to
say. Paradicolobenzene.
Paradicolo what?
Yeah, paradicolobenzene.
That sounds like something you got to pay for.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.